Any other question? No. No questions.
I have a question about the tomb. Why did Baba choose to be buried in a tomb? And why did he choose another form? There are many other possibilities that he could have chosen.
What, you wanted him to be buried in a cave or something like that?
No.
I don't know. It's not a question of wanting anything. That's, how can we say anything about it, Karen? The only thing that I know about it is that prior to this tomb that you see, it was not a tomb formally. I don't know whether you've seen the picture, early pictures, when earlier years when Baba went to Mehrabad and all that. So he asked for a pit to be dug there at the place, which is now the tomb. And it was covered on all four sides with bamboo matting only, temporary hutment, and a tin roof on it. And he would be, every evening he would go inside and sleep there, inside the pit, the crypt, as we called it at that time. Daytime, those who were around him, they would put planks of wood on the top and it would be used as his room to see people, and the Premashram boys would be there, his mandali would be going there, you see, that's how it was.
Were there walls around it at that time?
No, I told you, bamboo matting. You know what a bamboo matting is? Mm-hmm. It's there near my cabin there. There's the windscreen like that with bamboo matting there. Yeah, yeah. Like what do you all call that bamboo matting?
Well, like the matting around the tomb on the outside porch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. It's like that. Just temporary covering. Mm-hmm. It was like that. There was no building like that. So it was for the time. There he sat under such conditions. I don't know whether you read in past histories of what transpired there. He was there for nearly 6 months.
In the seclusion.
Yeah, in the seclusion. And then he was there for 40 days or so on only coffee. You know, flask full of coffee. So he wouldn't eat anything, he was only on coffee. And you know that story, nobody should see him, he remained locked inside there. And Baba had told the women, just send a flask full of coffee per day. You know that story, what happened?
Yes.
A child was deputed by name Lo, same name as Ram's son. Ram's, the avatar's son, Lo. So he was deputed to carry the flask up. He was a little child. So he would bring, after some days he was curious and inquisitive, so he, halfway up the hill, he opened that and sniffed, and the aroma was so tempting that he tried to drink. So he got addicted to coffee, you know, and he would start drinking. Half he would bring and half he would drink. So that's how Baba was supplied with half a flask of coffee, you know. After the seclusion was over and he was so weak, he had become very weak and lean. So, yeah, it was difficult for him to walk down the hill also. At that time, that's what the report was. So, but with great elation and all that, they carried him, I think, on the shoulders, or was it on rickshaw? I forget now what it was. But a lot of jerks were there, and all people, they became happy that Baba has come out and now will be with us and all that. So he was brought down. After whatever it was, after some time when he had settled, he asked the women folk, I says, what's the matter? Didn't you know that I was on fast for, and I asked you to send a coffee full of, flask full of coffee? And in spite of it, you always, first it was nice, it was flask full of coffee. Then afterwards it was just half full. What happened? Why did you all curtail the quantity of coffee? I said, well, we used to send the whole flask filled with coffee. Really? No. Call the boy. So the boy confessed. So Baba then laughed and says that, well, there will come a time when the world will long for prasad from me, But I had to take prasad from you each day while I was in seclusion. So then, of course, after that, that was not used by Baba. And it was, then a cabin was built. You see the cabin near the tomb?
Mm-hmm.
The tin cabin?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so that was built. When Baba was on tour, he sent word that I would need a cabin now. I won't return to the crypt. Make me a little room better than what it is. So that tin cabin was impromptu put up there just for him to, because as usual he returned, he said that he was returning after a month, but he returned within 25 days or something like that. So hurriedly Padri Pendu all worked on it and created that little thing. As it is now, it is just the same. So he started staying there. Then the women were staying at the place where Baba used to stay before he came up the hill. That is known as the post office. So it was the military, you know, military camp was there, Mehrabad. It was a military camp during the World War I. So after the war had ended, then it was lying unused and all that, dilapidated and all that. So Adi's father, in auction, somehow or other got that whole property there. The broken barracks and this and that. That included the post office, which was near the railway line. Where you cross to go up the hill, there is a marking put there. The other day Ted came and told us that he has put the marking, because he was digging something and he found the old foundation of the post office. So he has put a marking, which I haven't seen. Yeah, I don't know whether you all have seen.
Yeah, there.
The four sides. Yeah, I haven't seen myself yet. So it says, there it is, to give you an idea where the post office is. Because they were digging for some earth and something, they found the foundation. And he says, yeah, there was a post office, that's what they say. So he had marked them. So there, that stone building was there. So it was lying like that. It was unattended. There Baba had stayed first. Then the women started staying when Baba went up the hill. So they used to stay in the, this was known as post office because it was a military post office at the time, during the World War. There was also a little platform, because it would be a sort of a flag station for the camp. Trains would come and stop, military personnel would get down and all that. There was a station where you're crossing there. Yeah. Not a station well built, but a platform was there for the train to stop, flag down. After the war, when early Mandli occupied that and they were there, then came a notice from the government, railway department, saying that, well, you all are occupying that building which is very close to the railway lines and it is a dangerous thing and we are warning you, you better dismantle it. And they didn't take any notice of it. Sent another notice, the railway department, after some 6 months, that it's still lying there and you should dismantle it. Because it is, the hazards are that steam engines pass by and the sparks fly and sometimes it might catch fire. And who will be responsible for it? At the time when the military built, there was no such thing as responsibility. But now they are trying to harass the public. We didn't mind that. Third notice came saying that if you don't dismantle, we will dismantle it and we'll charge you whatever the charges will be. So then Baba said, now it's going too far. You know, the charges will be exorbitant. It's better that we dismantle. What's there to dismantle it? So it was broken down. All the stone building, it was a stone building, so all the stones and all that. So they were lying like that. After some years, just before 1938 or something like that, Baba said, well, I had used that crypt. Crypt was still there. So what I would like to have is what to do with those stones that are lying. So let those stones be brought up the hill and build the last resting place for me. It will be my tomb here. So those stones are hauled up there and from those stones this little cubicle which we know as the tomb is built. And then of course Arnavaz's uncle, who was there, he was the architect and also the one who supervised the building. He created the dome and all that sort of thing. Yeah. So that's how it was. Mm-hmm. Then in the meantime came in 1938-39, Helen Dam came, the great artist. So she then was an artist and she wanted to express her devotion. And having heard that it will be Baba's last resting place, so she created those murals inside.
In
she painted them.
Huh? In 1938?
Yeah.
Those murals have been there?
Yeah, yeah.
Or retouched?
Now they are retouched. The same thing. Retouched means what you call, we have revived them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call them? There is a special word in...
Restore.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's another history about the restoration also. So before that, let us finish about the tomb. So, well, Baba loved it. But see her foresight, how she has created those murals and all that. She was a foreign lady and all that. But very well known. When she died, I had heard that all the artists and all this put the shutters down. There was everything came at standstill in the town. There's a book also of her life.
Mm. Where is she from? The United States?
Switzerland. Switzerland. Yeah. Helen Dam.
Helen Dam.
Yeah. So then what happened is that Baba, of course, it was kept locked. Yeah, because otherwise the sparrows go inside. Because it is now well decorated, well tiled, and all that sort of thing. The crypt was also, there were murals inside the crypt, mind you. Yeah, very well done. It was all paved and tiled and all that. There are steps leading down now. Formerly Baba used to jump down. Yeah, there were steps now created and all that. And that's how it was kept. Once in a while it would be opened and somebody would come and Baba would say that you be there for whole night. Be there inside there. And so that's how it would be. Then Baba started telling, when I came to be living with him in 1938-39 and all that, he went and showed me the place, that this will be my last resting place and all that. And I had seen it. It was nothing. I used to live there in Mehrabad. But then when we started going on tours, he started telling me, remember, when I pass away, see that my body is brought here and put to rest here. I said, no. And then, after that, he would remind me again and again and again. And then he started saying that, remember, as soon as I pass away, start, see that the begin is played. And remember to bring my body and put it here. And here also play the record. I said, yes. Yeah. I was just nodding. And he said, yes, oh yeah. Without giving any import to it or anything of sort. Then what happened is that for the first time I'm going to West with him in 1956 to America, Australia, around the world. So he says, you remember what I told you? I told you to be if I pass away, bring my body here. I said, yeah. Because we know that he's not going to die. So what's there in saying yes or no? Yes, yes, I remember that. Then we came back in 1956 was my first trip. We came back in December 1956. We met with a serious accident here in India. And that opened my eyes. At that time, of course, I didn't recognize, didn't give a thought to it. But in 1958, now we are going now again for around the world trip. So Baba says, remember, I have told you, see that when I pass away, let my body be buried here. It will be not. He said, so bring it here. So my eyes opened. I said, but if we are going there, and if we'll try to bring it here, but suppose if it is not possible for us to bring the body, then what is to be done? He says, try your best. He said, yeah, in spite of trying the best, we are, something happens to the plane or something, and we are in no way. At a place where there's nothing can be done. So after having tried everything and it's impossible to bring the body, then do one thing. Cremate the body wherever it is and bring the ashes and get the ashes buried. That's what he told me. But remember to play that tune. I said, yeah, you have been telling, but I don't know what that begin the begin is or song. He says, you haven't heard it at all? I said, no, I haven't heard it. So then he called Mani to sing. We are now about to fly, mind you. It was on this eve of departure. Next early morning we have to fly. So this late evening, so Mani sings out in my ear. Makes us sit there. This is the first contact I am having with Mani now. In at this place, hall there. So Baba calls Mani, his sister, and says, he has not even heard the music. Sing out to him the song. So she sings out, and I hear. Time and again he will come and he sees. And she finished, and then she left. So Baba said, you heard it? I said, yeah, I heard it, but I don't remember anything about it. How will I be able to, suppose if something happens elsewhere, I don't know the words. So Baba asked her to type out and give it to me. He says, if you can't sing, naturally you have to just recite it, read out. So I still have the type sheets, you see. And that's how it was. But the fun of it is that the women had not heard that we had to play the record. So when Baba passed away on 31st January, I told Mani to get the record, the gramophone. At that time it was the gramophone, and play the record. He said, what happened? Are you gone mad? What are you trying to do? Why do you want to play such a record? It's a solemn occasion. I said, yeah, we have to carry out his command. Behest is there. So then they came to know that he wanted it. So then it has been played. You see in the photos here and at the tomb and all that. So he wanted it. Why he wanted it? I don't know why.
How many times you play it?
When he passed away, then it started to be played in the room there, as soon as Mani brought it out and all that. And then when, after that, this time, we are all ready. First of all, we brought him down from the bed, on the floor, on a carpet, we placed his body there. And then by this time, I think all the formalities were over. We sent Padri and Dr. Donkin went there. We were all here at the time. All had come. So then, at this time, villagers came to know, because we had to inform the village police department that we are carrying a body, dead body from here to somewhere else. So all these formalities are there. Doctors were here. They gave us the death certificate. We send the death certificate here. We send the death certificate to the municipality in Nagar. We are in transit. The body will be there. And all that was there. So after that, we brought his body. In the meantime, we had asked Dr. Donkin to send an ambulance from Booth Hospital, a Salvation Army hospital that is here. Because the Salvation Army doctor in chief, medical officer, chief medical officer, of course, would be coming to Baba and all that. He had heard about Baba and his sickness and all that. So he sent the ambulance. So we washed the ambulance. It was all filthy and all that. And everything was kept there, and we brought the body here on the same ambulance stretcher. And placed it here where you all are seated. This is the place where, in front of a seat. The villagers had thronged in the meantime from Pimpalgaon village. So they had the last glimpse. We played the record here also. The music was played here. It was continuing. There also it was continuing. Here also it continued. And then we put the body in ambulance and took it there, to Mehrabad. It must be, say, at about 4:30 we started from here. We went there by 5:30. But what had happened was there, Padri was busy over there. Padri was in charge of Mehrabad. He was busy trying. The crypt had flooring, as I told you. On the side walls there were the murals, the steps were there. We allowed the steps to be there, but you see, our tradition is that the body should rest with earth. Earth should be there. We don't want it flooring there, you know. So we thought of that. And how to put the body there, what to do, all the thoughts Baba gives us. So Padri went there and started getting the flooring out. Tiles were there. In the meantime, Chagan master was with us. We told him to go to city market there and get a plank of wood. Because Baba had always indicated that, well, he would give his darshan in a reclining position. There's a long-drawn story about it. But that thought came that he didn't want to be having a coffin or anything of sort. So he wanted to give the last darshan will be in. He had said the last darshan will be my, you know, I'll be reclining. So what? If people, there's another story. I'll tell you about it. So we thought of that. So we got a plank and we made the little sort of a pillow like underneath the plank of the same tiles that were there, that were taken out from there. Piled in a sort of a pillow fashion, we put the plank on it, so it remained like this. So Baba's body was placed like this, on an incline, inclining. And, well, Baba's body was there, but when we went there, they were still preparing that. So we put his body in the cabin. So there that stretcher was taken and put, where the stretcher is now, the same stretcher. Have you been to the cabin? The same stretcher is there. So that stretcher was used. So Baba's body was kept there in the same position as the stretcher is now, waiting for preparations of the tomb there, entombment. So it was kept there. But then by this time it was dusk time and it was full moon night. So there is the setting sun and the full moon, both are there. So now it's time now. So we carried the body there. Lifted the body and placed it on the plank. And it remained there. There were no electric lights, there was nothing of the sort, there was no shade. All that you see there, not even that tin roof that you see by the side, that platform-like thing, was nothing there. Nothing was there. Nothing. In the meantime, the villagers came to know. In the meantime, over the radio, the news has been broadcast all over the world. All over the world it was broadcast, yeah. And then we are there, some few people are there. In the meantime, people are rushing from Pune, from Bombay, they are coming, from Hyderabad, from Maharashtra, from here, there, they are coming, all of them are coming. Cables are being received that they will be coming. But what happened with these radio people? They said that the body will be covered the next day. On their own, they said that. On their own, they broadcast saying that, well, he was found dead in a cave. All this their own, they say anything, you see. So that's how it was. So many people hesitated. Now the body will be covered the next day. How can we travel? In the meantime, everything will be over. So what to do? People were wondering, the families were wondering. But those who said, never mind, we'll go there. Whatever be the condition, we'll go there. And they were blessed because Baba's body remained open for 7 long days. Yeah. So that's how it was. Mm. On 7th day was his birthday according to Zoroastrian calendar. So we then covered the body. And in the meantime we had prepared a cover, just like you have a soap box cover. We had the plank on the cover was a huge plate. And in the pictures you see that. There are pictures taken there. Oh, have you seen the album?
Yeah. The last one was here, I remember.
Part 1, part 2 is there. That's how it was. And then it was covered with red earth, but we didn't shovel the earth. The crowd was so great that each one lifted just a handful of earth and it filled the whole thing. Yeah. So each one was given the opportunity to pour earth, flowers, earth and all that. And just then we had received a huge flag, you see, from the States. Somebody, some lover. So we had nothing. So we spread the flag, Baba's 7th rank flag on his, which is now called the tomb or grave at the time. And that was the thing. We put flowers on and we kept vigil there. We were there. People continued to come. Westerners had come, Easterners had come in the meantime. We were there. But then what happened is we were there for some more days. I was there after this. So, of course, then we need not be inside the tomb, we were outside. But we'd go sometimes, so what to our surprise, we'd find the level of the earth would go down. And we thought that, well, it's settling down, something is settling down. But little did we realize that those who are going, they are taking a handful of earth and taking away from there. Quietly they take the earth and take go away. Yeah. They'll open the flag like that, take the earth. Yeah. Well, for quite many months it was a mystery, then we realized that people are taking away the earth. He said, never mind, we used to replenish it. But one day, after some months, we got the news here that villagers, I don't know how they get the news. I don't know what sort of broadcasting system these villagers have. We didn't hear. They came, when they came in the morning to attend to their duty. Says, do you know what happened at the tomb last night? Says, what happened? We thought that something must have happened there. He says, the tomb has opened. There's a big crater formed. And the perfume is filled with, the tomb is filled with perfume of roses because we had piled roses there. After many months, mind you. And so, really, I said, what happened? Really, are you talking? How did you come to know? So somebody came in the night and told us this and all that. In the morning, early morning, somebody came and told us that. So naturally, we went, all of us went there. What happened? And Mansari was there as the testimony. This is when she opened it. To her surprise, first she said that she found somebody, some white skirt, as if going out of the door. And then, to her, she perceived that this was a crater. Something had happened. Most probably it had given way, that wooden covering, you see. Although we had fortified properly. But the perfume of roses was full. When we went also, there, it was it lasted for many days afterwards. Used to go there. So then we got a thought. Now this is not the right time, this is not the way to keep it like that. So then we put a concrete slab on the top. It was a concrete slab. We put girders across and then concrete slab was put. And then we covered it again with the same flag and kept it like that. It was there for a couple of years like that. Rano and others were getting some thoughts, you see, why can't we call the Italian marble the best of the marble slab and this and that. So well, Mani and Rano together sent word to Fedela. They went to Italy to select the marble. And they sent samples and then it was discussed and this and that. Now how to get that whole marble slab was to be created here. With engravings on that. Eternal beloved and this and that. All. I don't know whether you have seen the engraving. Yeah, it has gold veins in this marble slab. It's a special marble. Well, then there was the problem of customs. They wouldn't allow the entry. So luckily we had a Baba lover at the custom commissioner. You know Nashirwan Anzar? His uncle was the commissioner of customs in Bombay. And then we wrote an official letter that such is the thing, and so it was passed as a special thing. So that's how it came. Then the problem was how to get this huge thing inside that narrow door. The poor Padri had to contrive ways and means. He put it on the platform there, which is there, and then he created a sort of an improvised little trench like thing, you see, of wooden boards and all that. Put soap suds. Turn that slab on its edges and then made it slide on soap sud mounds. Spread soap sud on that concrete thing and took it gradually up the threshold and this. It was like a railway line, you know. All just and very carefully taken in. And then turn that way. And with the help of the soap sat underneath, we could maneuver it properly in position. And that allowed it to be in position when the soap sat dried. Then we filled the edges with plaster of Paris and other cement and all that. That's how it was. So that's the story of the tomb. But the funny part is, after many years, that mural started chipping off. And the restoration work should be done by people who are known for such work. How to handle, what to do, how can we ask anybody to do such a thing? So we contacted the, what you call, the art department who looks after Ajanta, which are famous, world famous paintings are there. How do they restore them? Government people are there. So we wrote to them and they were happy to come, but we are busy now, we have got this assignment and the government wants it to be done immediately and this and that. In the meantime, there was one person who was a lover of Baba here. He was of the old generation. He knew the art of restoration. And we knew his work, handiwork and painting and all that. Beautiful. He knew Baba. He was in contact with Baba. He knew how Baba looked. What they were strangers, the government people. So we money entrusted the work to him. He was from Rajputana, Jaipur side. He had the old formula of how to restore and so that the thing will not chip and all. But then he said that he will have to cover the whole mural like that. He had a special, what do you call, emulsion to cover it first and then you restore it. So what happened is, well, money gave them liberty. He and his son and others worked there. We gave them all the things that were necessary. We created an iron structure, you see, scaffolding and everything was done there. Everything was done. And they started their work. They painted the whole dome and all that. First they painted the dome with their immersion and all that. And they waited when it dries naturally, the colors shine out. That's what he knew about that. It's a special secret, trade secret was it. But to his horror, the whole thing became blank. Didn't come out. In the meantime, we had taken pictures and photos of the whole thing to be on safe side. And he was dazed and surprised at what had happened. So he, of course, the tomb was given in his charge. He locked the tomb and went away and nobody knew where he had gone. So he remained on fast and he was penitent and he was crying and weeping and he says, Baba, what have you done to me? I want to do it with all love. What is this? What has happened and all that? For quite a number of days, for 15 days, there was no report. And every time we were inquiring what has happened, the work is going on, nothing. And we did not know what had happened. No, he didn't tell anybody. Nobody knew, except he and his son who were working there. So after some days, it must be about 15 days, so he opened it reluctantly and went there. And to his great delight, he sees all shining once again. So Baba listened to his prayer. That's what he said. And then he worked feverishly on it, restored it. Whatever you say, again they're chipping off now.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Two things I thought of. One is that Pandey.
Pandey, yeah.
He said he had fallen asleep. And he had a dream that Baba tied him to a tree, and he couldn't get free. And I don't know, when he woke up, he went to the tomb, and there he said.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And the other thing I thought of was, didn't Baba say to Helen Dunn, when you paint this, you're not, she liked to drink?
Huh?
She liked alcohol?
Yeah.
And didn't Baba say?
That I don't know. Maybe. So that's the story.
Thank you.